This is a question about my own practice. I seem to make a virtue of laziness, and I have gotten a lot of mileage out of it. And so when I hear the teaching of going without food and without sleep, I sort of don't believe it, and have a hard time with those particular precepts myself. I wondered if you had some way to help me with that.
Well, I think it's in a similar way of relating to the, because the sort of seeing the okay, there's something that we put a positive spin on, but what's its shadow? And in the end, one of the things that we always need to be checking with in our practice is, but does it lead to an increase in wholesome mental states in the sense of bright, positive, healthy, kind of clear, stable qualities of mind. And if that's the result, then that's in line with the Dhamma. But if there's the qualities of the mind not really very stable, not very clear, not really that sharp, not really that bright and happy or peaceful, mm-hmm. then it's that's going in the opposite direction of the purpose of the Dhamma.